Hi, and welcome everybody to your March message with myself, Karen, and my spirit guide, Grace. If you're tapping and tuning in here for the first time, welcome to the Channeled Wisdom members group. I'm happy to have you here. And if you're returning, we are always delighted to have you tune in with us every month. So let's get to this message with Grace and see what she has to say for everyone in this monthly message for March. So welcome, Grace, and I'll hand this mic over to you. So Grace comes in sending lots of love and light to everyone. She says, thanks for everyone for hanging around and coming back for guidance and support. She says, it is amazing when so many can come together and create a sacred, loving space of connection. And this is where I want to connect with you and connect with you on a level from the heart area. As we all know, you've all been experiencing many different transitions in life, different situations that have been coming up that may have been somewhat difficult. And we know from here how difficult it can be to make choices and see things from the human perspective. And she says, what I mean by that is we understand that it's not always easy to see things fall apart in your life or things that cause hardship or heartache. But know that if you look at it in a way coming from more of your divine, inner, authentic spirit self, that energy is penetrated through the heart center, through the center of love and awareness. When you are feeling anger, when you are feeling resistance, or something is triggering you in a situation to cause that level of interference with love, I want everyone and I want you to step back. I want you to take a look at the situation and the scenario as the observer. Stand back and look and see what is going on. Realize that yes, some things do happen for a reason, and I know that's not easy to grasp that information, but just because something bad may have transpired, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything or life is over. Sometimes, and most oftentimes, if you can look at it as the observer in the sense of a loving way, you need to understand that that you may be standing in the way of your own potential, standing in way of opportunity that is presented to you, but there is resistance and guards that have gone up. That's your safe net zone that does also come from the heart. It puts blocks up. But if you can open up and realize that when you do endure a difficult situation, stand back as the observer and take a look at what the universe, what your guides are trying to show you. Maybe you've outgrown a situation, a relationship, or career, and it's time to move forward. Maybe you have these wonderful insights and goals within your mind, but fear keeps putting blocks up in the way and holding you back. And now the universe is nudging you to move forward and removing stuff out of your life or putting it to the side so you are pushed to take these steps. Yes, it is about awakening, but it's also coming into your full potential and purpose. People, you have lost passion. You have lost trust. And this is where I want you to regain that. When you create your own worth and rebuild your confidence up, you will see why certain things need to be removed from your life and why you need to take these so-called difficult steps that may make you feel vulnerable. But know that when you're feeling vulnerable to move forward, there's always going to be another emotion engaged behind it, which is usually fear, which is usually uncertainty. But allow that to be the push in order to move you forward in getting you going in that forward motion of taking those next steps to better your life, to push forward in being a leader in your life and finding that peace and love that will be transferred to all of those around you in all the different aspects of your life. So much love and much light to you. Tap into your heart center. Go in deep and see things within a different light and different perspective. You're here for a reason. You have purpose. There is confidence within you. There is love within you, but you have to allow it to emerge. And when it emerges, you will see the light. So thank you, Grace, for that message for today. And take care. We will all talk to you later. Bye for now.